This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from a weekend of terrible storms that have ripped through the central, southern, and southeastern regions of the U.S. is now 37. In Missouri alone, 12 people were killed. KOLR-TV reporter Carissa Codell is in Bakersfield in southern Missouri on the Arkansas border.
I think people were in shock about what had happened, the homes that were lost, the lives that were lost.
Homes torn apart in Bakersfield after a powerful tornado barreled through the rural area. Superintendent of the Bakersfield School District, Amy Padgett, says she immediately started getting calls from people in the community wanting to help.
We just are so blessed at the outpouring of support that we've had and the donations just from not only businesses, but just people off the street in surrounding communities.
Wildfires have destroyed at least 200 homes in Oklahoma over the past few days. KWTV reporter Jordan Fremstad is in Oklahoma City.
It's devastating.
Morgan Mayhew stares through the frame of the life she once had. She wasn't home at the time because she was supporting someone else.
I was actually at a funeral.
Her home's walls are no more.
Put a lot that we love into that home.
Only memories remain. Neighbor Vanessa Hurt watched two homes go up in flames as firefighters clashed with unfair conditions.
The response was just amazing.
Lee Windham says this community is there for them.
We're going to stand behind these people and lift a hand or offer a room or whatever it takes.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he lost a home in the fires. There's good news about Pope Francis. CBS's Nancy Chen has that.
We are seeing Pope Francis for the first time since he was admitted to the hospital more than a month ago. The 88-year-old celebrating Mass inside Gemelli Hospital in Rome. He is still battling lung and breathing issues, but doctors say his condition is no longer critical.
American fighter jets today shot down about 11 drones launched by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The rebel group also launched a ballistic missile toward an American aircraft carrier, but it fell well short of the ship. CBS's Willie James Inman says Pentagon officials are preparing to follow up on the U.S. attack on the Yemeni capital on Saturday.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says attacks on ships in international waters in the Red Sea by Iran-backed Houthi rebels must end.
The minute the Houthis say, we'll stop shooting at your ships, we'll stop shooting at your drones, this campaign will end. But until then, it will be unrelenting.
Police believe pyrotechnics that were set off inside a nightclub in a town in North Macedonia caused a horrific fire. At least 59 people were killed, more than 150 injured. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows around 23. Mostly sunny, and we'll see a high in the mid-50s on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Partly sunny and in the upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday.
Currently 33 degrees.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to WFHR's Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in those headphones. Time for tape 23, we get electric. The 90s had its mix of genres coursing through the decade. One that wasn't talked about as much is electronic music. With the rise of accessibility and affordable tech, it led to more artists being able to do more with less. We're going to hang out with some of those artists over the next hour, hearing from the Chemical Brothers, Tricky, Massive Attack, The Prodigy, Daft Punk, and starting right here with track one, right here, right now, from Fatboy Slim on WFHR's Unlabeled. From 99, Let Forever Be from the Chemical Brothers. That features uncredited vocals from Noel Gallagher of Britpop and, of course, Oasis. He also co-wrote the song and previously worked with the Chemical Brothers on Setting Sun, another good song. On the way, we got Tricky, Massive Attack, and Prodigy. Now, from October of 96, Fluke, Baby's Got an Atom Bomb on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton, was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Migration, my relation. I'm Jamaican on your radio station. Got a curse and could be worse. And you first in a hearse. Cause it's dead, there's nothing left. And nothing left inside my head. And I need a headrest and feet from a warm rest. And then making hits from my childbirth hips. Underground, like who you sound like. We all sound the same and you don't know my name.
Released as the third single from their third studio album, Mezzanine, from 98, one of my favorite bands of all time, Massive Attack, that featured vocals and songwriting from Horace Andy, and is partially based on Andy's song, You Are My Angel. We still got to get into the groove with Groove Armada, Orbital, and Daft Punk on the way. Now we got one of the more popular bands of the electronic era. Here's Prodigy with Breathe. Breathe with me on WFHR's Unlabeled.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The storms being blamed for 37 deaths in central, southern, and southeastern states aren't done yet. Here's CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Severe weather is still going to be a potential, especially from upstate New York all the way down toward the Carolinas and even as far south as Jacksonville, Florida.
We've seen Pope Francis for the first time since he went to the hospital 5 weeks ago.
The photo, taken from behind, captures the Pope seated in a wheelchair before the altar. wearing a purple stole. The image offers a rare glimpse of the pontiff as he continues his recovery at Rome's Gemelli Hospital.
CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome. Houthi rebels in Yemen today shot about 11 drones toward American ships in the Red Sea. U.S. officials say fighter jets shot them down. CBS News National Security Consultant Jeff McCausland.
The Houthis had suspended such attacks following the recent onset of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, but resumed them after Israel cut off all aid to Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows around 23. Mostly sunny, and we'll see a high in the mid-50s on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Partly sunny and in the upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
With painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. 'Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue,
We'll be right back. From 92, Orbital with one of the early hits of the electronic movement, Halcyon. Just enough room on the tape to fit one more song. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Get us your requests, everybody. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM me on Facebook, smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do, just get us your requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. We wrap up going back to 97 with Daft Punk taking us around the world. Be good to each other. We'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Have a great night, everybody.
Morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Severe weather, including tornadoes, have killed a total of at least 40 people since Friday in seven states. And CBS's Dave Malkoff says the threat isn't over.
The same weather system is bringing heavy rain and hail to parts of the East Coast tonight. And there's even a threat of more tornadoes. And thousands of homes across the Midwest are still without power, while forestry officials in Oklahoma are concerned dry, windy conditions could increase the risk for more wildfires.
Trump administration officials say they are increasing their removal of alleged gang members. More on that from CBS's Willie James Inman.
President Trump invoked a 1798 law restricted to wartime use to speak.